Getting their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares. And Deborah really only woke up to what was going on a couple of years ago, but she's been certainly one of the most outspoken leaders trying to educate people about what's really going on in the world. Here in California, they have all sorts of programs dedicated to the changing of the structure of our society. And, of course, it's well-financed, well-organized, and step-by-step implementing Agenda 21. They're doing away, certainly, with local governments. They have their so-called COGS, Council on Government, and where they'll take and join together over 100 of various municipalities, local city governments, and take away the authority of the elected officials and put, certainly, appointed officials over the entire area. Why? Because the last thing they want is representative government. They want the elite to control everything. These people don't believe in representative government. They have a goal, and that is an authoritarian structure of society that will control us from the cradle to the grave, at least those who survive the coming period of genocide. They really do intend to kill off the vast majority of people. They're already doing that. Certainly, program for abortion has killed throughout the world several billion unborn children, 400 million in China, 400 million in India, 400 million in Russia, almost 60 million here in America, and comparable amounts throughout the rest of the world. And much of this is being directly financed with your tax money. We fund International Planned Parenthood that we actually give them 20% of their funding, and they have supervised the one-child policy in China, the one-child policy in India, the one-child policy in Russia. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, one day God is going to hold America and the American taxpayers responsible for what they've done, for men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Deborah, you pick up this story about what's going on, and I wish your evaluation of the things that are taking place. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan, for having me on today. Certainly, all of us know that America is incrementally being shut down and taken apart, and only now the assaults are rapidly increasing on all fronts. And on the ground here in California, I'll report a number of things that I know if you are not yet experiencing, you will, and maybe you are. But we'll go over some of these things right now. First, I want to talk about the incremental taxation that is now being put upon property owners, small businesses, incomes, hotels, any kind of real estate that someone owns that is non-owner occupied. And they're now initiating rental housing inspection programs, and they're charging each individual unit a fee for these on-site inspections. And what is really quite provocative about this is they say that the intent of the program was to proactively identify and inspect blighted and deteriorating housing stock that is negatively affecting property values and introduces public health and safety challenges to the communities. And the reason that they want every non-owner occupied property, whether it's blighted or vacant or corporate owned, to pay these fees is that they want to inspect every single family property that they believe that could be at risk for negligence due to corporate or non-occupied status. And they say that the program fees are intended to increase and keep the community property values stable and up. In the meantime, every property, whether you are blighted or not, must pay these fees. And so incrementally, we're finding cities increasing their tax revenue by covertly. This is a covert attack on private businesses. Again, another way in which to cave in American businesses. Another enormous problem, too, that we have just faced here in Northern California. And I sent this out. It's posted on our website, stopthecrime.net. That is stopthecrime.net. We had this posted, and you can look for it as nationwide alert. Major university teaming up with Google Earth to identify if your property is infected. GPS coordinates are used. And what I mean by that is here in Northern California, there have been 14 coastal regions from Monterey, California, actually on up into Southern Oregon, that have been identified as areas where there are varieties of oak trees and bay laurels that are infected with sudden oak death, which is a mold. And UC Berkeley teamed up with area master gardeners and Google Earth to solicit neighbors to collect data and chart on Google Earth the locations on private property and public land or open space where these mold conditions, sudden oak death, was found, or even where they were not found. They are posting on Google Earth infected areas and uninfected areas. And the map indicates where there is infestation, again, and where there is not infestation. I can tell you this is a pilot program for the rest of the nation to limit public access to private public lands. People will obey for the fear of spreading the contaminants to other areas and will relinquish access to parks in all areas that are deemed contaminated. What I mean by that is it's very important to understand that they tell us that these areas that are infested with this mold, you can spread this mold by walking on the properties, on your shoes, by your bicycle tires, by your car tires, your clothes, or if you take samples of these infested trees and put them in these collection envelopes that UC Berkeley provided neighbors to go around house to house, knock on the door, and tell people this is a free service.
Hold the thought. Hold the thought, Deborah. We'll be back in a moment.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Gannon, Deborah is talking about here in California, we have something called sudden oak death, and it says where the oak trees just die. Now, what really causes this? Well, certainly some people think it's a virus. Some people think it certainly has to do with the chemtrails. Some people think it's a mold. But the government, of course, is coming up with a program and saying, oh, it's a mold, and basically, we want you to go around and check on your neighbors and find out, you know, and take samples and see if they have it there. What they really want to do, of course, is to actually begin to compile areas, certainly where this mold exists, and then they can use that, certainly, to regulate what happens on that land. Now, this is a terrible disease, but they don't know that it's caused by the mold at all. What they're doing is getting neighbors to begin to collect data on their neighbors. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I will tell you that UC Berkeley now says it is, in fact, a mold. And that is always up for speculation because Berkeley is a front for not discussing the geoengineering program. In fact, they deny that such a program exists. And we know that the plants are massively affected because of the die-off across the nation of plant materials, not just oak trees as we are experiencing here and laurel trees here in California, but all varieties of trees. In fact, in California, we have hundreds of thousands of standing dead Jeffrey Pine trees that are dropping like flies because of the overhead geoengineering program that, with the dumping of heavy metals, are clogging up the root systems of the trees, and they cannot take nutrients or water up.
For our listeners out there, if you don't understand that there is a geoengineering program and that they are spraying, not only that, but they have put aluminum into the jet fuel. And specifically because it is, because it's justified because it's going to make the jet fuel burn more efficiently, but it's really a matter of poisoning the population.
Well, Dr. Stan,
please go up on the internet and go to your search engine and type in jet fuel aluminum. You'll find they only recently, in recent years, have added aluminum to it. Aluminum is a deadly poison. And it gets into the soil, it gets into the whales, it gets into the trees, and it kills the trees. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, thank you. Aluminum, strontium, and barium are metals, and it is in a specific spraying program that the U.S. Air Force and other corporate entities such as Bill Gates are involved in. They are intentionally modifying the pH in the soil with these various heavy metals. It is toxifying our water supply. It is in preparation for the toxicity levels of the soil so that heirloom seeds will not germinate. And this is the precursor to Monsanto. That is why Bill Gates is involved in this geoengineering program as well, and why Bill Gates is also, along with other mega corporate entities, involved with Monsanto. They're going to create the soil that only will allow for Monsanto seeds to germinate. But more than that, this is a deforesting program as well. In the Iron Mountain report, you will see that the plan was for mass pollution, to call it global warming, and to deforest us, blame this on us. And this is also part of what the Wildlands Project is. You can go to our website, stopthecrime.net, take a look at the Wildlands Project map. You will see that it is a biodiversity treaty mandated by the United Nations that was signed in or onto by executive order here in the United States, and we are complying to this. And what that means is over 50% of the United States is going to be inaccessible to humans, human activity. And I know this sounds wild to some of you, but it's very important. You heard Dr. Stan talk about UN Agenda 21, which they also now have recently renamed to Future Earth. And in the Wildlands Project, it's very, very important. This is real. They say that all life, human and non-human, has equal value. Resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. And the human population must be reduced. And that Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. And that's what we're seeing happen in the United States. The U.S. is being gutted. Our industries, manufacturing, have been incrementally over many years sent offshore, predominantly now to China. And we don't have anything to fall back on. Our economy is weak and it's limping along. And we see that our cities have signed on. You can check with your local city. I would encourage you to do this. Call your planning department in your city and ask when they will have their climate action plan initiated. Call your planning department and check on the climate action plan.
Okay, what is the climate action plan?
Yes, the climate action plan is the backdoor acceptance by your city of initiating Agenda 21 regulations on greenhouse gas emissions and to reduce global warming, which is a hoax. And what your cities are being conscripted into is a massive plan where eventually you will not have any say in your cities. Well, you really don't now anyway. We tried to affect change in our cities here in Northern California and Sonoma County, and because they've signed on to Agenda 21, they've essentially signed us off of the United States or of the California State Constitution. We have no constitutional rights under the present jurisdiction of our cities. We've even asked the judges and the sheriffs, how do you fulfill your oath of offices under United Nations policies? That is a treasonous conflict. And they look and they say they don't understand what UN Agenda 21 is. And yet when you go to your cities, you can find that not only have your cities conscripted onto it without your knowing, most of your utility companies, I will say not most, all of your utility companies have conscripted onto ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I. They have partnered with the United Nations. This is why you have the deployment. It's a military operation of deploying the smart meters on your homes. I know this may sound extremely harsh, but this is a fact. I encourage you to validate everything you're hearing. Go to stopthecrime.net, and most importantly, go to the source document tab and read the source documents, and I would start with...
No, wait a minute, Deborah, I don't want you to go so fast, people can't follow you.
Okay.
Stopthecrime.net is Deborah's website. She has amazing information there. You need to get it. You need to understand there is a master plan. It's called Agenda 21. It is the master plan. It is the agenda for the 21st century. It is being implemented, but of course they're not telling the common people because we have an elite. They run the world and they have this plan. Of course it calls for massive depopulation. I mean, why do you think it is you can't get certain cancer treatments in America? You can get them in Mexico. And, of course, it can cure all sorts of cancer, but you can't do those in America. Why? Why? Because they want to kill off cancer patients. Cancer longevity hasn't increased in the last 50 years as far as of pancreatic cancer. You've got a 2% chance of survival over 5 years with pancreatic cancer. Go to Mexico, you've got a 50% chance, but not here in America, because the government's looking after your health, wants to make sure you don't go to a quack. Understanding, ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning you. Much of what you eat and drink is carcinogenic. They know that. It is all part of population control, and people say, nothing could be that evil. Yes, that's what we're up against. And what Deborah is saying, go to her website, get the information, and find out if it's really true. Is there a master plan? Yes. Check with your local community. Ask them about it. And you'll find out that at least some government officials know exactly what they're doing. They want to keep their jobs. They keep their mouths shut so they don't have to flee the country, and they get their pensions. But they won't live happily ever after. Most of us are not going to, because we're being progressively poisoned. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our vaccines. Many of the medications that are being used are lethal. They know that. Vioxx killed at least 60,000 people, and they knew it was lethal when they put it on the market, and so is so many of the other medicines that are there. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you go to stopthecrime.net, I really encourage you to read The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It was a 1954 Bilderberg policy. It was conceived in the early and late 40s, and it was actually, again, a quiet war that was quietly declared by the international elite at a meeting held in 1954 at the first Bilderberg meeting in the Netherlands. And what this manual is, it is an analog, a declaration of intent, and it says that this writing must be secured from the public, because if they look at this, you will find that it is a technical, formal declaration of domestic warfare. And it is, because what they say, whenever a person or group of peoples in a position of great power and without full knowledge or consent of the public uses such position and great power and knowledge as an economic conquest, it must be understood that a state of domestic war exists between said person or group of persons and the public. Now, I'm going to read to you what the definition of a silent weapon is. This is horrific. It shoots situations instead of bullets. It's propelled by data processing instead of chemical reactions or explosions. It originates from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. And this is on page 7 of the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. It says that it causes unmistakable physical and mental damage and unmistakably interferes with your daily and social life. And it is absolutely recognized by people who observe and know what to look for. But they say the general public cannot comprehend this weapon, and therefore they cannot believe they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. That the public will instinctively feel that something is wrong, but that because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feelings in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. They say, therefore, we do not know how to cry for help, and we do not know how to associate with others to defend ourselves against the silent weapon attack. I can tell you this is only a 44-page document. I can't emphasize anything more important than to read this document. It attacks education.
How can people get this document?
Yes, go to our website, www.stopthecrime.net. Go to the source document tab, and you will see a number of source documents, the Iron Mountain Report, which I urge everyone to look at, the Silent Weapons for a Quiet War, the NWO plans exposed by an insider in 1969, and also the most recent post, the NASA war plans, which are all part of this master plan to collapse the United States.
Now,
and I can tell you...
Let me just, for our listeners, mention the report from Iron Mountain was published probably 30 years ago. It was put out by a gentleman who said, this is a secret plan that I'm going to reveal. I found this. And then, of course, many years later, it basically just supposedly was based upon a meeting held by a group of elitists in Iron Mountain where they planned what the future would hold. Years later, the author said, I made the whole thing up. It was based upon what the plan was at that time. Well, you read the plan, you can see it unfolding now, looking back through time. So the report, Silent Weapons Report, was that put out originally by a fellow named William Cooper. Eventually, they sent a SWAT team out to kill him. But it's been circulated. We'll be back in a moment. Right here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here, Deborah, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners once again how to get to your website, how to get your information.
Yes, go to stopthecrime.net. We post daily onto that site, as we do most of our sites that link from Stop the Crime, which include ToxicSky.org, where you will also see the posting that we talked about earlier, and I will conclude now in discussing about the universities using GPS to identify infected properties on Google Earth. And I'm going to finish that up in a moment, Dr. Stan. But our other sites, again, are RefuseSmartMeters.com, The sister site for that is smartmetersmurder.com. But you do not need to remember all of these. If you go to stopthecrime.net, you will see all the sites up above, and you can jump back and forth from site to site. We recommend that you go to the source documents on stopthecrime.net, and particularly and most urgently, read The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I did want to finish up very quickly on this Sudden Oak death that is a result of the geoengineering, which is limiting the natural sunlight that our plants are getting. It is reducing the food supply. It is increasing mold and mildews and funguses, and is being a very closely guarded secret by the government because of the massive intentions behind this program that all of us can look up and see. And what I mean by that is we can look up and we can see the persistent jet contrails by the military in military airspace flying overhead. These long persistent jet contrails wave into a lightening of our skies, lightening in color. What I mean is that they turn gray and silver. We do not have the beautiful pristine blue skies that we once had. I recently heard a weather reporting personality state that tomorrow would be sunny, but it was going to be considered a soft sunshine. And they're rewriting our vocabulary. They're changing what we see. Our children will not see blue skies unless we create a broader awareness of this geoengineering weather modification program that, again, has many, many layers. And if you go to our website, again, toxicsky.org, you can take a look at some of the various layers that are behind this geoengineering program. But what is also behind this program is identifying dead and dying and infected trees and shrubs all over the United States. And what will happen is we're being told these are highly infected. You can't walk in areas because you'll transport the mold on your shoes or your vehicles into uninfected areas when, in fact, everything is essentially infected, just with different pathogens, molds, and mildews from this program. So for those of you that live in heavily treed areas or even not, you are going to find certain trees being identified with a highly infectious fungus or mold that is going to be transported. And very interesting, UC Berkeley, the master gardeners have teamed up, and they have descended upon our community, conscripting neighbors to spy on neighbors' private properties. They are calling this a citizens' science project, and it is unbelievable. They're saying also that you cannot take samples off of government-owned land. When we asked why they would not permit the samples on government land, they said the government would not authorize it. We also found that extremely...
In other words, basically they're encouraging people to get samples from their neighbors, but not from government land.
Absolutely. Open space, in other words, public open space, they want you to get samples off of that because they want to close that down to access. And so people will be so fear-based about the idea of spreading this mold because we're seeing our trees drop by the thousands, these beautiful oaks, and they're saying that our bay laurel is the host, that the bay laurels have to be cut to the ground. You have to dump Roundup on the roots or dig them out. And they are offering a topical treatment on the trunks of the oak trees, which they say is transferred through the trunk of the oaks. And they say that it is transferred also by wind and rain. The ideal temperatures for this mold are 66 degrees, that it infects many areas. However, they're not limiting it to just that description. They're saying that they're going inland to warmer areas to see how far this seems to, reveal itself. And, of course, we know that the trees are dying, and this is the plan. To cause mass pollution, to cause fear about us getting into open spaces and closing down the land. This is under the Wildlands Project, and this is all the different ways that they are shutting off access to our public lands for all of us and conscripting us into these tightly packed communities. This is all part of the plan. But I can say to you that they say also when you cut down an infected tree, with this mold, you cannot transport this debris off of your property. You have to leave it piled on your property. And you can burn it, they say, but you cannot remove it from your property. And I find it very, very interesting that building codes require that if you store debris or refuse on your property, you can be cited by your local code enforcement for violations, and yet you're not supposed to transport it off. So they're setting us up in a lose-lose situation all the way around. We're losing our land, we're reporting on our neighbors, and people must be notified immediately that this is a pilot program under the guise of disguising this overhead geoengineering program that is global. This program is global, and plants and trees are dying all over the world. And what UC Berkeley told us, the culprit of the initial introduction of the mold was a shipment of rhododendrons that came in from Southeast Asia. And of course that is a cover story and a way in which to deny, as they do, any reality behind this geoengineering program. And that is absolutely not true. Berkeley is funded in large part by the World Bank and the military, and they're cooperating in this massive, massive cover-up, as you will find many of your universities are, sadly. So I can say to you, find out now if you've got some type of a program getting ready to be launched that's going to start identifying infected projects or properties, and understand they're calling it a citizen science project. The cities don't know about it. I went to my local city where Berkeley representatives and the master gardeners, also check your master gardeners. They're working in concert with this plot. When they were asked about the geoengineering, even the master gardeners denied its existence. So they've been conscripted into this hoax as well. But when I went to our local city council and reported this activity, that they were conscripting neighbors to go onto neighbors' properties, they said, go on to your neighbors onto private properties, knock on their doors, and let them know it's a free service. You're just going to identify whether their trees are infected, and certainly they would want to know if they're infected because they would not want to be responsible for causing the spread and infection. Well, I said at the meeting, as everyone listening should say, this is a massive liability issue. Berkeley is conscripting all of us, neighbors, to spy on neighbors for
Hold the thought, Deborah. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan. My guest this morning is Deborah Tavares, and it's very difficult for people to imagine that there is a program to poison the air. It's called geoengineering, and it involves a number of things. It involves active spraying by certainly military planes, CIA planes, certainly, and then, of course, when the rockets go up, why, very often they will release these chemicals. Certainly the jet planes, and the jet planes, their fuel contains aluminum in it, and you'll see the contrails as they go across the sky, and yet they don't dissipate as they used to. Now they remain there in the sky, and then they gradually spread out, and they're actually poisoning our trees, they're poisoning the soil with aluminum and strontium and the other products, and they can find the increased levels. They can find it in the blubber of whales, where the blubber contains 2,000 times the amount of about 2,000% of the aluminum it used to. But basically, this is all covered in a DVD we have on geoengineering, a 4-CD set on geoengineering. Understand it. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's a diabolical effort out there to poison our soil and our air, and they're certainly poisoning our water with hydrofluosilicic acid when they put that in. And remember, almost 70% of the water in this country is being poisoned with fluoride and most of its hydrofluosilicic acid in the name of preventing dental caries in children. And yet in the communities where they actually use this, why, there's a higher incidence of cavities in children. But don't use your logic. Do accept what they tell you. After all, they're so smart, and they're there to protect our health, or are they? Why do you think the majority of people in prison today are blacks? The reason for it is because, of course, the hydrofluosilicic acid increases the level of lead in their blood much more in the whites. There's a genetic difference. And if you doubt that, look up the work of Dr. Roger Masters. Dr. Roger Masters, a sociologist at Dartmouth University, who quotes the largest study ever done in America, 450,000 children, where they checked the level of lead in their blood in the areas where they were using hydrofluosilicic acid in the water, which is most communities, where the level of lead in the blood of black children went up 6 times, and they have a lead encephalopathy, promotes criminal activity. And you'll never hear this mentioned. They're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air, they're even poisoning our children, but very few people care. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right, Dr. Stan. And interestingly enough, their source documents tell us what they're going to do. And above and beyond the...
How can the people get the source documents?
Go to stopthecrime.net, go to the source document tab, and I would first read the silent weapons document, because I'm going to discuss something really quick right now. I'm looking at the clock. But I do want to wrap up on this sudden oak death. I want to say this in conclusion to that conversation, is that what we're seeing is the universities teaming up with the Master Gardeners, Google Earth, and GPS positioning to identify infected properties with this mold, and they are conscripting local people to do it to one another so that there are not liability issues. Imagine if a well-meaning neighbor were to come to your property and say, we're going to do a free analysis of what we suspect are infected trees, and your property was then deemed infected, your property values would plummet. And ultimately, you would have to, as they told us in this class, the way in which you do not spread this infestation is you clean off your tires, your bike tires, your shoes, your tools, etc., with bleach, and you brush it vigorously with a brush. Now, this is a way in which to absolutely horrify the people. You can't drive off and on your property if it is deemed infected and wash your tires off with bleach. This is crazy. So get ahead of this, okay, before it hits your properties and before it comes into your state, because this is happening right now in Northern California. So, again, go to stopthecrime.net and go to toxicsky.org. where we have this posted as far as the conversation about the GPS positioning of infected plant material. But I want to read something very, very important in the silent weapons document because we have a very horrific Common Core curriculum program descending upon all our schools across the United States. In fact, it is a global dumbing down of education. And in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document on page 7, it says this, in order to achieve a totally predictable economy, the low-class elements of society must be brought under total control, must be housebroken, trained, and assigned a yoke and long-term social duties from a very young age before they have an opportunity to see any other situation. In order to achieve such conformity, the lower-class family unit must be disintegrated, broken apart by a process of increasing preoccupation of the parents and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the occupationally orphaned children. The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest kind. It must create a broadening gap of ignorance, insulating the inferior class from the superior class to remain incomprehensible to the inferior class. In other words, this is enslavement by lack of knowledge and permanent enslavement. They say with such an initial handicap, even the brighter lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. So I can say to you that they have managed to get approval across the boards, across the country, by our school boards and by the states to adopt this new Common Core curriculum, which is the dumbing down in math and science. And they say in this Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, they must dumb down math and science so that we will never be able to think our way out of this massive data collection that they have put together. And also, again, go to the document, understand this whole Snowden releasing.
We're out of time, Deborah. God bless. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for everything you do. Bye-bye.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Thank you.
Hail, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed Deborah. She's one of the best informed people you'll find. Her website is excellent. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's an intentional effort to dumb down our children. The Common Core curriculum, which is coming in, is even worse, certainly. But right now they're saying, oh, well, our children aren't doing well, certainly. But what we need is more money. What we need are smaller classes. What we need is more training for our teachers. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's all intentional. But they don't want you to know. Is it possible there's really a diabolical effort to dumb down the American people? Yes, absolutely. The media is controlled. Our educational system is controlled. You test American students after they get ready to graduate from high school, and we compare them against kids from Lithuania and Latvia. Lithuanian and Latvian kids do far better than American kids, and this is not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to understand. How do we put things into perspective? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to get a grasp of what's going on. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to know about how they're poisoning the air, you need to get our DVD on geoengineering and our four CD set on geoengineering. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. I will mention I'm going to be there speaking in Colorado Springs on 26th, 27th, and 28th of July at the Pikes Peak the Prophecy Conference. And if you're going to be going there, we do hope you'll stop by our the table and or come to our talks and encourage others to come to the talks. It's vitally important people begin to understand the true diabolical nature of what's going on today. Our economy is on the verge of collapse. Certainly, the stock market was up a little bit today, but that price of gold and silver is going down. Everything is being manipulated. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. Are they going to impoverish the American people? All part of this master plan designed to destroy America, which was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Unfortunately, the way the Supreme Court looked will soon become not the land of the free and the home of the brave, but the land of the depraved. And understand, our Supreme Court has been taken over. It is controlled. And the decisions that are being made have nothing to do with justice, but it is all social engineering as we change the structure of our society. And you need to get the information, and you need to help us inform others. Fortunately, through the Internet, we're getting information. We ask you, of course, to pray for the people who are on the front lines. Pray for people like Alex Jones and Joyce Riley. And we ask you to pray for our minister of Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Certainly, John Leffler is doing a wonderful job. You need to go to these people's sites on the Internet, get their information, and the people there trying to get the information out, it's not imaginary and real. There is a subversive element, a small group that controls this nation. And certainly when Barack Obama became president, he appointed 11 members of the Trilateral Commission to be his advisors. There's only 86 of them in the country, 87 in the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and 11 of them. Specifically on Barack Obama's staff, key advisors, a small little group of people that take America back for generations unborn. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. My number 1-800-544-927.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility, Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father.